Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. Just a quick comment about the hostage trade. It looks to me like our president is prone to bypassing Congress in many cases and trying to run things like a monarchy instead of a republic or a democracy, whichever one we're supposed to be in. In this case, according to what I've heard, he said he didn't have time to inform Congress. Give me a break. These things don't happen overnight. My personal opinion is that, according to what I've heard, the soldier put down his weapons and walked away. That makes him a deserter. What would have happened if a soldier did that in Berlin or Tokyo during World War II or Hanoi in Vietnam? Another comment that I heard about was that in discussing what his fellow soldiers knew about the deserter, Condoleezza Rice said, "Oh, they don't know anything." I'm afraid she's the one that doesn't know anything. No matter what, turning loose five Talibans whose main purpose in life is to kill Americans or anyone else they don't like was almost a traitorous act. I don't think much of impeachment because by the time you get it done, his term would be over. But the thought certainly came to my mind. Enough of that. I was quite disappointed in the low vote turnout for the recent election. As I said in my last comment, there were lots of names statewide and some important choices to be made locally, but it only takes a few minutes. Come on, folks, it's your government. For the first time in a long time, many of my choices won. All right. Eric and Viviana Hollenbeck have been in the news lately. I've known Eric since he was about 16, when our barbershop chorus director, Jackie Majors, later to be Edmondson, had taken Eric under her all-encompassing wings, and he started to sing with us. Well, time went on, and Eric went to war, came home, and started a very interesting life. He was a timber cruiser, the best around, he said, then a gypo logger, then he started Blue Ox Millworks. Somewhere in there, marrying Viviana, a perfect match. His counselor told him he needed to do something fun, so he came back to the chorus and got into a barbershop quartet called Mirth First. I've been through Blue Ox Millworks, and the old hand and foot operated equipment works as efficiently as newer electric machinery. Then he and Viv started a school. Eric was, or is, dyslexic, so he knew how to treat kids to whom school was no fun. We were talking one day, and I said kids had to learn to read. Not necessarily, Eric said. I say to them, we're going to build something. Here are the blueprints and the specs. But I can't read or do math, the kid says. Well, I guess you're going to have to learn to read, eh? It works, he says. Kind of reminds me of the young girl who was managing the deli in a store I worked in. She was trying to figure percentages while pricing merchandise. She said, if I'd have known I'd had to use math in my life, I'd have paid more attention. Thanks, Eric and Viv, for what you do for our community. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.